Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Damn, I lost today somewhere.
But
that usually happens when your boyfriend lands in your backyard and picks you up for anal probe and you lose a day, Joseph.
Right. So I tell you, man, I don't know, all kinds of shit smoking around going on all the same time and everything, and been keeping up with Maui and what's going on there. Carmelita filled me in on some details and stuff about the rain shooting down a FEMA helicopter down there. What do you think about that, Russell Virgil? Did you hear anything else on that?
You sound kind of tinny, brother. I didn't get all of that.
And so I've been watching a lot of stuff going on with Maui up there after the fire and everything, and Carmelita has informed me about the Marines shooting down a FEMA helicopter and everything. There's been a lot of other stuff floating around about Maui and everything now, too. So what have you heard? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, you can't call... you can't call wildfire. I did hear some scuttlebutt about a chopper, but I've heard nothing solid on it, nothing that I would repeat anyway, if it's factual. I mean, if you want to talk about planes going down, let's talk about Mr. Wagner there, Prigozhin's planes blowing up in mid-flight. You don't. I told Cutton, you don't mess with Putin, man. Of course, Putin's saying he don't know what it is. And our guys are saying, well, it wasn't a missile, surface-to-air missile or something like that. They're saying it was bomb aboard the plane. So, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. You know, the media wants you to believe that Russia's losing, which is absolutely the opposite of what's going on there. I don't know. I was right before the show started, man. We had some weird shit falling out of the sky here in Houston, man. It looked like water. I'm not sure what it was. It's been so long since I've seen anything like that here in Texas. But we got a good little thunderstorm ran through here. Probably dropped a quarter inch of badly needed water.
With all this going on here,
so you ran outside and finally got to bathe, huh?
Yeah. I finally got to walk out of the ass 3 days.
I look like
Linus on the what was that? Peanuts, Linus got a dirty guy running around with a blanket all the time, a little cloud of dirt following him around.
Boy.
No, I don't know, man. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It's almost too much to track. I kind of said to hell with a lot of it, just whatever's happening is going to happen. They're trying to push, they're trying to scare everybody in. The CDC came out with their lying asses. And ladies and gentlemen, there's only one way to stop this, and that is not to comply. When these bitches run by...
You're cutting out, Russell. You're cutting out, brother.
When these big companies, Amazon, the big grocery chains, all that, these people who are run by Vanguard and BlackRock and that sort of thing. But BlackRock leans on it financially. They're going to do what they're told to do. So when they demand you start wearing a mask in their stores again, you know what you do? You go to your little local grocery store. There's still a few of them around. You don't buy from these fuckers. And if the little stores are running low or whatever like that, if you would have been doing like you were supposed to be doing, you'd have some stuff stockpiled. And, if you had to, you'd go for a while. Don't fucking comply. That's all there is to it. Just don't do it. You know, you gotta draw the line in the sand somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and I'm just at that point to where if I had to, I'd be good probably a year or so. I mean, I really hate to do it that way. It wouldn't be any fun, but, you know, I'm just not going to comply. I'm tired of your bullshit. And if they want to try to arrest me or something like that for violating whatever the fucking new rule they come up with, well, I guess we can just shoot about it. I don't know. What do you think, Virgil?
Well, I'm with you, man. I'm not going through that bullshit again. I'm not going through it. I've seen it on TV. I've seen them advertising the new vaccines and everything. They're pushing to make it mandatory for the kids in school and all of this shit. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I had a long town hall conversation with phone call conversation with Representative Garrett Graves the other day. And, you know, he didn't like what I had to say. You know.
Yeah, he told me about that.
And I said, people have no faith in, you know, in the Congress, in the Senate, and especially with that stooge military-industrial complex idiot y'all got in the White House now, okay? I said, we have no faith in you, none whatsoever. I said, here you approve a package to send weapons and money to the Ukraine, and the next thing we know, we're seeing TikTok videos of these same weapons that are supposed to be over in Ukraine in the hands of drug cartel thugs.
Yep. Yep.
And back in our hemisphere. And
yep.
We're not talking about just, you know, just surplus junk. We're talking about brand new, sophisticated, anti-tank, surface-to-air, shoulder-fire missile systems.
Yep.
I said,
who is
keeping account of this, Congressman Graves?
Gotcha.
And he said, this is the first I've heard of it. I said, this is the first you've heard of it. It's all over social media. They're in the back of pickup trucks. They're walking down the street carrying these damn things.
Yep.
And he actually had audacity to say this is the first he's heard of it?
Yes. Yeah.
But they heard about it for months, and he just heard about it? Wow.
You're on here talking about you're going to accountability this and accountability that. And money shortages here and money shortages there. We send trillions of dollars over there in aid and weapons. Okay? You have Colombian military boots on the ground in Ukraine right now. I said, did you know that? No, we didn't really. I said, well, if Colombia, what comes to mind when you think of Colombia? Huh?
Yep.
Tons and tons of booger sugar. Okay? If they're shipping soldiers over there to Ukraine, then what are those soldiers shipping back to Colombia and selling to the drug cartels in Mexico?
Exactly.
Those weapons.
Yep. How else are they getting mortal?
I said, now, and we're hearing about these terrorists, these other people, these Chinese, these Africans, and all these other people that are infiltrating into Mexico, coming across the border. Okay, what's it going to take? What's it going to take, you know, for this unsecure border to allow a couple of them shoulder-fire missiles to slip across here, and we start seeing commercial airliners fall out of the sky?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yep.
You know,
hey,
Congressman, this, you know, I told him, I said, this is messed up from the floor up.
Yep.
And we are seeing nothing getting done about it? Nothing. Only thing we're seeing on the news where accountability is being raised hell about is every time Donald Trump gets mentioned.
Yep. Every time they need something, they charge him with it.
You know, I mean,
I
wouldn't be surprised if they charged him with the Oklahoma City bombing in some kind of way. You know,
right.
I mean, it's just because I told him flat out, we have no faith in you people anymore. That's why
that's why
a lot of us don't even vote.
Nope.
And when it came down to the certification of the votes, I said, Congressman Graves, can you honestly say in your heart, mind, and soul that 80 million people voted for Joe Biden? Can you honestly say that? And he wouldn't answer.
Well, of course not.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, and I don't know this congressman that you're talking about, Virgil, and stuff like that, but
he's from Louisiana.
What we see is the supposedly hot dog congressmen, you know, whatever they call themselves, Freedom Caucus or whatever the fuck they're calling themselves this month, Jim Jordan and Scalise and those kind of guys, man. And remember when the leadership was voted on, we're going to hold McCarthy's feet to the fire. If he doesn't keep his promises, we're going to vote to remove him and all this. So said, and I'm pretty sure I said this once or twice already, but the McCarthy-Biden joint uniparty debt ceiling deal, which didn't raise the debt limit, didn't lower it. They just said, fuck the debt limit. We're just going to suspend 25. Okay?
Yeah.
So they can
spend hey guys, we got some.
And right after that, we get downgraded. Went from AAA to AA. You've got this BRICS thing going on. And you know, they're telling, oh, you know, y'all got to vote for us to, you know, save the country. We're doing this. No, they ain't, ladies and gentlemen. They're not doing a fucking thing. And we've been preaching this on this show forever in 3 days or maybe 4 days. But it's a uniparty, ladies and gentlemen. These people aren't going to do anything. Biden's not going to get punished. Look at what they did, Hunter. The judge in New Hampshire said, oh, no, we're not doing this. No, this plea deal is bullshit, right? So what do? The DOJ, yes, sir, Mr. Garland himself, says, okay, well, we're going to put a special investigator on, special counsel investigation on it. Well, you know, the guy that they picked to do that is out of Delaware. He's the guy who came up with the slap on the wrist plea bargain deal for Hunter Biden. And so I just moved away from the judge that was going to do something about it to Biden, Delaware. And guess what happened a week later? A federal judge there in Delaware drops the tax charges against Hunter Biden. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a federal judge appointed by Obama dropped the tax charges against Hunter Biden. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is just so absolutely kangaroo court. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, let's not even call what's going on with Donald Trump a witch hunt anymore, because it's not. Let's be honest here. That is not a witch hunt going on. It's a fucking inquisition, all right? They planned to sample out of this guy. If they could assassinate him, they would. Okay, and oh, you're true, and you know what? you know what? Y'all aren't going to do a fucking thing when it happens. You know what? Y'all are going to sit there on your fat asses and do nothing. You know why? Because you're a bunch of fucking cowards.
Yep.
Well, Russell,
hey, we got some calls.
Also, okay, Russell, also somebody put Congressman Garrett Graves' feet to the fire when he was asked why he voted no to censure Adam Schiff. And he had the gall and audacity to bring up, well, I voted against it because it didn't afford Adam Schiff due process.
What due process?
Okay, the censorship called for a $30 million fine. Okay? And for him to step down off all committees and a bunch of other things. But they voted that down because it did not afford Adam Schiff due process. But what about the due process of the people arrested and charged in the January 6th so-called insurrection? Where was their due process? Where was LaVoy Finicum's due process?
What?
Okay. Where is the due process for these parents that are being arrested and put on watch list for speaking up at school board meetings against transgender and this woke training thing? You know, where is that, Congressman Garrett Graves? Where is that? Where's their...
Well, hey, that's how communists work, isn't it?
This is beyond communism. This is beyond communism.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Nope. Well, what you have here is totalitarianism. I mean, it's just, I mean, this is straight, this banana republic shit. This is the kind of shit that goes on in Cuba. This is the kind of shit that goes on in China. This is the kind of shit that goes on in Iran. Anywhere you have a dictatorship. I mean,
Russell, remember that old Gilligan's Island skit where the dictator gets dropped off onto the island and starts talking all kind of crazy stuff to Gilligan, and Gilligan has a dream that he's the dictator of a country, and when he makes a speech and he turns around, he's got medals hanging off his back. He's got so many medals out front they don't have room. He's got them hanging on his back. That's what Joe Biden reminds me of. That's what Joe Biden reminds me of. But what about the caller? What about the caller, Joe?
We got a bunch of the switchboards that lit up like crazy, so let me bring one in here. So, hey, caller, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yes, how you doing? You know, just the thing was to act surprised. I think Giuliani said it the best. I think it was a wake-up call for him. This is what they've been doing to us, the middle-class person out there with these witch hunts when they target us. Remember back during the Obama administration when they were going after the IRS was targeting conservatives and the Tea Party people. They were, targeting those folks. I mean, this has been going on for years where the government uses its power to target certain groups or peoples. I remember the militia of the 1990s, how they were targeted after before the Senate Judiciary Committee there. And, after Waco and Ruby Ridge and all that, you know, all those, that was really a real wake-up call where the government was really had a the tyrannical government, they really exposed the long arm of the government and the power that police have. Look at, didn't they just gun down somebody else in their home? The FBI raided another home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, shot and killed, they SWAT teamed the house. So that's, I think, the third one that's been high profile in the past 2 weeks. This is insane.
Yeah, and then they had the 70-year-old man in, I think it was Washington State that was done. And I'm glad you brought up Waco, caller. Right after that's when I got started in the Patriot movement and stuff. And if you don't believe the government is capable of murdering people, let me tell you, you can go back all the way to 1969, whether it was the ATF or the FBI, whoever was involved in what they called the hostage situation or standoff, when they used that gas to try to bring the people out, it set fires. There was a 30-year history of using that type of gas that set fires. It was also an incinerary device, and every time they used that, it caused death in every situation. Yep. In there, I think there was five or six prior to Waco. So when they went into Waco and used that gas, they knew that that place was going to burn, and they maliciously murdered women.
Yeah. Well, you see, the FBI was not allowed to do that, to go across county lines. It was always a jurisdictional thing. Before, it was a bank robber. I forgot his name, man. He's famous. My mind's going blank. It was in the 1930s where he was going around robbing banks. He's real famous. I forgot his name. And the FBI agent just murdered him as he was coming out of the movie theater. And that's when the FBI really started adopting the policy of being able to go across state lines and county lines to get people.
That was John Dillinger.
Yeah. And, I mean, even though he was a criminal, he was still robbing banks, but still, that was a jurisdictional thing. If you went to another county, they couldn't touch you, unless you were wanted in that county. And that's where, because you had due process rights, they had to make sure there was a warrant for you. There was, state lines, crossing state lines. They didn't have, today where if I have a traffic ticket in Florida, I can go to Washington State and they'll prosecute me in Washington State. Yeah, that's wrong. Every state is sovereign. So we lost our sovereign rights as individual states, and that was through the Acts of 1871. But, the 1930s, John Dillinger, that's when the FBI started murdering people. They just flat-out murdered that guy.
Well,
he came out of the movie theater,
Carla,
and shot him right in the back of the head.
Carla, what you're seeing now is who started all this was a trans, cross-dressing, whatever you want to say, J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
J. Edgar Hoover is the one that started all of this with the FBI.
Yeah.
And he had so much dirt on all of the politicians, even foreign politicians, that he was untouchable.
Yeah.
He was untouchable. So,
yeah.
So
The FBI is unconstitutional. It's an unconstitutional agency. It's unconstitutional. ATF, unconstitutional. ICE, unconstitutional. All these agencies are unconstitutional. The Constitution does not give them authority to operate the way they do. They're above jurisdiction. That's wrong. That's wrong. Jurisdiction subject matter is the most important thing they always establish when you go to court, and they just run right by it. And people don't even understand jurisdiction today. They don't understand subject matter jurisdiction. They don't understand none of that. These courts think they can just, pull a wink over our eyes, but they do. We've all been hoodwinked, and we've allowed it to happen for so many years and generation after generation. Now it's so hard to go back and dig up the true history of this, what happened, how we lost our republic, how we became a corporation, a de facto corporation. You got to follow the steps of throughout history how they've done this.
Well,
and basically, we've been asleep.
I can tell you how.
Oh, I know. I know
sovereign.
How. Yeah.
In
1871.
It's a big building in New York called the United Nations.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how we lost.
Yeah. Yeah. But the law is still there. You see, people don't understand. The law is still there for us to reclaim our de jure republic. And many patriots have tried to do that over the years, but the movements have always fallen apart. They've either gotten infiltrated, or some idiot got power hungry, or went to prison, or they got you on tax evasion or something. But these movements have sprung up throughout the years that have found out the true meaning of our government and how we can get it back and how we can refill and reclaim those seats that were abandoned during the Civil War. That's what happened.
I'll tell you how we can solve this and put it into it right now. And I don't know why the American people refuse to do this. I don't know where their backbones are. They've been dumbed down. And, of course, the purest form of tyranny is fear of your government. And I think that's what a lot of these so-called American citizens have. But the the solution is very easy. Stop playing the game. Don't comply.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have too much. We have too much. We've got too many bills to pay. You know, too much, you know.
Hello?
I really appreciate it. You didn't talk over, so let one of us finish our thoughts there, okay?
Yeah, I didn't hear. I didn't hear, so I hear anybody. Hello? We're still connected?
Okay.
We're here.
Okay.
Yeah, you're connected.
No, the solution is very simple. Stop playing the game. Don't comply. You don't have to. Now, are people going to go to jail? Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. They can throw a fit. They can declare martial law. There's not enough military people to shut down even the major cities. They can bring in whoever they want to. How much of the military would actually follow an order like that, I don't know. But right now, our military is in a shambles. I don't think we can count on them to win that girls' volleyball game, to tell you the truth. Just don't comply. Stop doing it. Don't play the game.
Well, Russell, the problem is, okay, the problem is people do not know how to adapt tactics, okay? First of all, you don't go to Washington and try to overthrow the country at the nation's capital. No, you don't try to do that. That's asinine, it's ignorant, it's a suicide mission.
Well,
I'm just saying you have some people that think that way. I'm not talking about January 6th, okay? Not at all. You know, but you have people that, you know, we need to go there and we, you know, and do this. No, you don't do that. You start at your own level. You start with your own state. You take back over your own ground. You start
there. Because that's how they did it to us.
Well, Virgil, that's not true either, because let me tell you, Iceland did just that, man. Of course, this is a much smaller country on a much smaller scale, but basically what they did was there was about, you have to dig to find this story, but it's out there. It was like a million or maybe a million and a half Icelanders showed up at the capital. They said, enough, we're not playing this game anymore, we're not doing it. The majority of the government had to step down. Politicians, bankers went to prison for a long time, and they took their country back. Just that standing.
Yeah, but those are small countries.
But you're not going to get a million people together in America unless you have some idiots dressed in different uniforms throwing a goddamn football up and down the field.
That's
okay.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
You can't get 10 people to meet for coffee at McDonald's, let alone can talk about millions.
You have to set an example by establishing a foothold. Okay.
Yep.
You try to spread yourself out in all these different areas, they're going to come at you 10 to 1. But if you concentrate your forces in a concentrated place, with significant numbers, with significant firepower, they are not going to mess with you. They are not going to mess with you.
Well, are we monitoring the elections? Are we going to monitor local elections across this country? Grassroots candidates?
They do not want to live. I don't care what your pension is as a law enforcement officer. You do not want to live the rest of your life in a wheelchair shitting through a rubber hose into a colostomy bag and watching your old lady dress up and go out the door to go find Tom, Dick, and Harry at the local ballroom. You know, some of these people do have common sense, and they'll figure, oh, no, this ain't worth this.
We can elect local leaders in our local communities across this country sporadically throughout the next election cycles. We've got one election coming up right now. Is everyone paying attention to who's running where and how they're running, what they stand for? Because you have your state legislators in every single state. You know, just like you just said, start locally. That's what we need to do.
Caller, I'm going to disagree with you on that, and I'm going to say just look back in history a little bit, because that's exactly what the Jewish people in 1939 Germany thought, you know what, we'll just stand together, we'll vote these people out, and And that didn't really turn out well for them, and you're not going to do it now. And see, that's where people make a mistake. Our election system is so corrupted right now that I think Joseph Stalin said it best. It doesn't matter who votes how, it's who counts the votes that matters.
And that's why we monitor who counts the votes and how they count them.
It's the last two elections. So you think that you're going to vote the deep state out? You're lying to yourself.
Nationally, no. Nationally, well, everyone was shocked when Trump got elected. They didn't think he was going to get in. But you know, again, it's up to the people. What did we do? We went right back to sleep again. We thought Trump was going to save everything. You know, and he had a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate the first 2 years he was in office. And all his Republican fellow bedmates there did nothing. They opposed him on everything he wanted to do. But we can get local leaders in our local communities elected. And that's how we have to be a sickness to them.
He's damn sure right about that. Yep. They could have pulled the trigger back then, and they didn't do it. They hesitated.
Yep.
Well, he wasn't going to get any support from Republicans. This uniparty's been going on for decades. People actually think there's two fucking parties out there. There's not, all right? These people work hand-in-hand for Vanguard and BlackRock, okay? They get their strings pulled, and that's the way it happens. And deep state doesn't get elected. These deep states, these are hired bureaucrats that have been in Washington for decades upon decades. They're corrupt, and they don't give a shit one way or another who's elected or who's in office, because they're going to run the show the way the elite and the big money people, a.k.a. BlackRock and Vanguard, want to do it. And these so-called officials aren't nothing but puppets, figureheads, if you prefer.
Exactly.
And there is no way to fix it. And you can start at the local level and da-da-da bullshit. Because you know what? A county judge, a mayor, is not going to do anything. We do not have 50 years to take this country back. All right? That's not how it happens. That's not how it's going to work.
Well, that's how they defeated us. That's how they defeated us with the progressive movement, the progressive movement. That's what they did to us. They infiltrated us.
Well, it wasn't only a progressive movement. You see, with anything, you have to have support. And that support comes from collateral. And that collateral is those dead presidents that those politicians put in their pockets. If you want to know how this country is being run right here, right now, you can go on Netflix, HBO, or Redbox and push up the movie Casino. You look at Joe Biden and all of those people, and you watch that movie Casino, and you put
Robert De Niro,
together.
Yeah, I've seen it.
The people that secretly run Las Vegas are these bunch of fat dagos in the back of a truck stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who do they put to run the casino? Who do they put to run? A guy named Philip Green. Arizona real estate hustler that barely had enough money to come pick up his check every week. They put him. He didn't want to know too much. He didn't care about it, you know? And then they put their enforcer in there, De Niro. They put the other guy with the Teamsters Union. Everybody's giving everybody orders, okay? So that's how it's run. The people that are really running this country, you will never see them. They're in the back of the truck stop, calling the shots, getting their little suitcases of money every month.
Yep.
Well, guys, we got two more callers on. I'm going to bring them on to pick. But, yeah, you're right on the money on that. Well, Myrtle,
well, Greg, enjoy talking to out there. Keep up good
night. Nice to hear from you, my man.
Hey, caller, welcome to the show. How are you doing? Hello? Maybe they're just listening.
Did they press one?
Yep. Hey, caller, how you doing? Hello? Oh, that's weird.
You have entered the Twilight Zone.
Oh, they might just be listening in. Who knows?
Yeah, I know a lot of people just call in and want to listen.
Yeah, they like to listen in. That's a restricted number, most of them, so who knows. But,
okay.
And all this other stuff that's going on, too, you know. I mean, with all these payoffs and everything going on now.
I want to hear from the guy, if he's out there, who called in and said he had sex with Michelle Obama on Pedophile Island. I want that person to call back in.
That was 7 years ago, Virgil. He might not be alive. That was like 7 years
ago.
It's been
that long? It's been that long.
Been that long. Been that long. I remember that one very well. Yeah, he was from out of time. Remember, he was from the future.
No, that was the guy from Singapore, I think,
or
something.
Singapore?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Something like that.
Along with the guy, the Native American, who when Trump got elected, blew up to 500 pounds and became an alcoholic before Trump even took his oath of office.
Yep. But
we've had some good
ones
on here, ladies and gentlemen. We've had some really good ones on here.
Yep. Some make you scratch your head and go, God damn, where did they come from?
I would like to make this announcement. My hometown of Grosse Tête, Louisiana, is now officially the crystal meth capital of Iberville Parish. We are the crystal meth capital of my parish, which is counties to y'all, but we call them parishes down here. We are the official crystal meth capital.
Well, I could top that. New Mexico just became number one in fentanyl. If you've been keeping up.
You know, hey Russell, y'all sleeping on the job, man. Y'all sleeping on the job, y'all. You know, but Texas is beating us 10,000 to 1 when it comes to non-English speaking people coming into El Paso and Brownsville and all around that. So we'll give y'all that. We will give y'all that.
Plus banning masks and mandates. I just saw that.
My question to Russell is this. When are y'all going to petition Hot Wheels Abbott to turn his wheelchair into a lowrider? Because I would love to see that thing bounce up and down, man.
Well, Hot Wheels has kind of been missing in action lately. He knows his ass is cooked, especially with what they're trying to pull on the Attorney General Ken Paxton here in Texas. Let me tell y'all something about Austin, Texas. Now, I love Austin, Texas. It is a great town. It was in the 80s. The motto of Austin, Texas has always been keep Austin weird, all right? And I'm telling you what, people took that heart. They've lived up to it. But when you get to the Capitol, you cannot tell the difference between Republicans and Democrats in Texas, okay? Texas has had a supermajority Republican Senate and Congress here in Texas for decades now, and they walk hand in hand with their Democratic buddies. You know, the open carry law here in Texas is just about a fucking joke. And then a big deal last election. All right, we're gonna legalize suppression here in Texas. You know, and they can't do nothing about it as long as they're manufactured, made here in Texas. You know, yada 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 like that.
What's the open carry law in Texas? What is the open carry law? Like, are you just allowed to open carry or and anywhere you want, except for, you know, federal buildings and stuff like that?
Yes, but you. And I do, but I tell you what, you can't walk from the parking lot to a mall or parking lot to a grocery store. If there's a cop in the area, you're going to be questioned. You're going to be harassed.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I mean,
not here in North Carolina. At least not where I'm at.
It's stupid. And see, what people don't realize, Texas is purple. I wouldn't be a bit fucking surprised if it turned blue. All the major cities here are now Democratic shitholes. This is not the Texas I grew up in. And don't get me wrong, grew up here. I love the state of Texas and stuff, but it's become a sewer. It really has, and it's because of weak Republicans like Hot Wheels Abbott, before him George Bush. You had one more Rhino.
Right.
Bush and Abbott, but Texas is not what it was. Texas used to be the vestige of freedom, independence, ruggedness, and it breaks my heart, brother. It really does break my heart to say that, but my state has become a shithole.
Well, the thing is, Russell, it's happening here in Louisiana, too. It's happening here. People are getting out of California, and they're coming east. But they're not leaving their California bullshit with them. That, you know, they're bringing it with them. They're bringing it with them. They're escaping from one place where there's bullshit, but they're bringing their California bullshit with them, and they're trying to start it over this way. And bad-talking, California's this, California's too expensive, California crime, California this, California that. But then they want to change Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma.
New Mexico.
And Alabama, I'm going to tell you what, you go to a convenience store up in Birmingham, Alabama, you better call your bank and press 2 and learn how to speak Spanish if you want anything out of that store. I'm serious. I mean, it is just an infestation in Alabama, like you wouldn't believe.
Yep.
And it's just like that. It's like a cancer. It's like a cancer. It starts in a little bitty area and it's spreading out, man. It's spreading out through this country.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm a surveyor here in Texas, right? What it is, the politicians here in Texas sold us out to big business long ago. They love cheap labor, okay? And, of course, you know, you got cheap, uneducated, semi-skilled labor. I wouldn't let these guys build my dog house, but they're out there building these subdivisions. And I'll tell you what, I'll challenge anybody listening to this show right now. If you're here in Texas, tomorrow on your way to work, or if you're off tomorrow on your way to the store, next time you take a trip and you drive by one of these big highway construction jobs, pull over to the side somewhere and walk over there for something simple like ask directions or something like that. And I guarantee you will not find one person on that job unless you have to walk, run across a foreman or a creep that speaks English. Okay? You will not see a white man on that job. You will not see a black man on that job. And you want to talk about racism. I tell you what, these labor deals, if you're not from South Central America, Mexico, you're not going to get a job on those things. And they've been completely taken over by the cheap labor. And, I mean, the work is far less than excellent. I wouldn't even call it as good. And a lot of these subdivisions where they're throwing up these houses and stuff have to go in there and take different things and stuff like that occasionally and stuff. And I want to tell you what, the food trucks, they carry beer on them now. You walk into any construction site here in Texas now, you will find nothing but no motherfuckers working.
Yep.
Empty beer cans on the job site, and I tell you what, you couldn't pay me to live in one of those new houses they're putting up now. And if you want to talk about race, let me tell you something. I got to know a couple of general foremen for some of these big home construction companies that do these subdivisions. All right, and if they slap $100,000 profit on every house they build. So that $250,000 house that you're buying costs them $150,000 to build, and the appraisal district, they're going to come out there and they're going to go, oh, yeah, this is a $250,000 house. Here's your tax bill, property taxes for that, this, that, one another. And let me tell you, they have been raking us so long financially that you don't even know. You pay taxes on the money you already pay taxes on, sales tax, city tax, county taxes, this tax, that tax. And ladies and gentlemen, if you sat down and added up all the different taxes that you pay, I guarantee you, you're paying over 50%. Of what you make is going out in taxes, whether it's taxes on stuff at the grocery store, the convenience store, you buy furniture, buy dog food,
I own the landscaping business here in North Carolina, and I shut it down a couple of years ago. I just started phasing it out. Now I got like three customers. I had 68 customers back in 2007, 2008, 2009. Had two trucks on the road, and 10 employees, and about for 4 years. And then after that, I couldn't find no good help. It just got worse. It got worse. Prices keep going up and up and up. Finally, it was like, forget it. The Mexicans were moving in too, and they're all Mexican landscapers out there. I had to basically phase it all out. I couldn't compete. I couldn't afford the prices anymore, and customers didn't want to pay those prices. And what could I do? Yeah, same thing with drywall industry. You know, same thing. Mexicans have taken over.
Well, I tell you what, if you think it's bad, wait till next month. Wait till September. That's when you're going to see the real waves come into, like, Texas and Louisiana, parts of Mississippi. Okay, when they start cutting sugar cane and cotton and doing peanuts and all of that, okay, yeah, that's when you're going to see the trouble starting, because you already have migrants in here that have established themselves with these farms and these businesses. Then you have all of this coming in. They're going to be looking for work, and they're going to be trying to knock each other out. Don't be surprised if you see, you're talking about in the streets and the ghettos and everything, black-on-black violence, you're going to see some Mexican-on-Mexican violence. And they're not going to be using guns. They're going to be using those Mexican boxing gloves and stilettos and butcher knives and everything else and machetes. I'm telling you, it's going to get, I was thinking about that the other day, talking with a friend of mine, you know, that farm sugar cane for a living, and he said he's got so many people wanting to come to work for him right now, you know, that, you know, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. I mean, these people, they got to eat. They got to eat.
Yep.
And you know, people right now are can't find any jobs. You got help wanted signs everywhere. Nobody wants to work.
And nobody wants to hire either.
Nobody wants to hire right now.
Because you got to jump through 80 hoops. You got to give a DNA test, a drug test, a fingerprint test, an eye test, you know, a skin graft. They got to verify who you are 80 times over. I mean, but yet the illegal immigrant, he gets to come in here with one card and gets a job, you know.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. I'm a truck driver. I pull chemical tankers. All right, you wouldn't believe the certifications and clearances I have to go through every time I renew my driver's license.
Ridiculous.
Okay. I have to have, Russell knows about it, I have to have a transportation workers identification credential. All right. That's the haul hazardous materials. You have to go through a background check. Then once you go to the motor vehicles and you get your federal CDL license, you have to go through another background check.
Ridiculous.
Okay, but none of those background checks take place if you drive a truck unless you have your medical certificate from a certified medical examiner that says you're fit to drive a truck.
Yep, got to have one of those too, yep. Wow.
Hey, guys, excuse me a second here. Hey, I just had something pop up. I need to sign off for right now. Caller, it's been great talking with you this evening. Joseph, Virgil, we'll catch y'all on Monday night. And America, y'all be safe, man. And just don't comply. Say no.
Yeah.
Say no. All right, guys.
Well, usually when he does that, Sparkle, the midget stripper, is gone live, and he's got to watch the show.
But anyway, yeah, we'll come back here on Monday night and everything. And it is getting to that time and stuff. But I tell you, I don't know, man. We'll see what else they're going to throw at us in the next couple of days. They're throwing it all at once at us now. You know?
I mean, it's getting terrible out here. I'm talking about, you know, I go all over this country. I go all over the country. In my profession. And ladies and gentlemen, if something does not change for the positive, and if it doesn't start changing right now for the positive, let me tell you something. 2024 is going to be one hell of a rodeo. One hell of a rodeo. And I'm gonna say it right now, and I hate saying this. I want to throw up every time I say it. But Trump is not going to get reelected. I know if Hurricane Ann was on here, her hand would stand on end, and she'd start screaming. Trump is not going to get elected. Okay, they're starting up with the COVID bullshit again. They're trying to crucify this man in every way they can.
Yep.
We do not have support in the Congress or the Senate anymore. Okay. It's not going to happen. It's not going to have Trump. They have their perfect this to the military industrial complex is the perfect since Lyndon Baines Johnson signed off and let the military-industrial complex run the Vietnam War, and they rode that horse. They rode that horse for close to 12 years or more. Okay, they are not going to kill the golden goose. They are not going to lose the golden goose. Okay, unless it's like Russell said, you get off your fucking dead asses and do something.
Yep.
You get off your fucking dead asses and do something. take back over your state government, state by state by state. Once that happens, it's a matter, it's all comes down to mind over matter. If you don't mind what them cocksuckers say in Washington and you got all the power in your home state and you got a foothold, it don't matter.
That's right. But they're going to do what they can to keep that power working. That's what's going on now. They're doing it now.
Because if a bunch of kids, a bunch of vegan kids, transgender kids, can take over an entire city and hold it for what, 6 months in Washington, an autonomous state, and everything else, and this, that, and the other? Come on, people. 70 million people with 300 million firearms. Come on, people. Do the math.
And they did it in California, too, if you remember.
Call it the repo. Call it the repo movement. We're taking it back. Okay? Yeah. Start your own party, the repo party. We're taking it back.
That's right.
Fuck Democrats, fuck Republicans, the repo party.
That's right. That's right. Well, I tell you, man, it's going to come down to it. I mean, what's it going to take to get everybody woke up? I mean, they're all waking up, but it's kind of too late. You know?
It's not going to happen.
Kind of too late.
The America that we once knew and loved is gone. It's gone.
Right.
It's gone forever.
Well, look at it.
It's on life support. It's on life support.
Look at all the shots that we call. Look at how everything is coming out. Right now, to this point where we've called every shot. You know, I called the shots on the COVID and everything that's coming. But nobody's listening. Nobody's paying attention.
They're going to bat, and put the mask back on and take the kids out of school and lock down and this, that, and the other and stay home and work and everything else, and your transportation rates, they're going to go sky high. You know, instead of paying $3.50 a mile for me to haul your stuff, you're going to be paying $7-$8 a mile. Gasoline's going to go back up. You're going to have stations. You're going to pull up there, and it's going to be $10 a gallon. You know, $15 for
a gallon of milk.
Well, that's why I parked my truck and went and got in this company truck. Diesel price.
Yep.
When I saw the diesel prices going up and this COVID thing going up and all of this, I parked my truck. I parked it. I'm in
the
company
the
truck
one.
Now. Let you know.
You know
the fuel surcharges. 65-70%, man. But what good does it do you to have a 65-70% fuel surcharge when you have to deal with all this stuff out here, and plus the prices of everything goes up? I mean, you're basically you're working for nothing.
Exactly.
You're working for nothing.
Especially when you break down, man, it's costly.
Oh, tell me about it.
But I tell you what, I don't know, man. It's getting bad, you know. And I told you all that.
It ain't getting bad, Joseph. It ain't getting bad. It's already bad. It ain't getting.
Yeah, true.
We're already there.
True.
We're already there.
I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so, and everything. They're pushing it over now, and we'll see what
happens.
They're going to push it worse this time.
Let me tell you something. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if in your cities you see police checkpoints. Show me your papers.
Yep.
Don't be surprised.
Why do you think they're hiring?
You can't go in here. Even if your family lives here, whatever. We've quarantined this area. Nothing goes in, nothing comes out.
Why do you think they're hiring those illegal Mexicans there in Pennsylvania just for that reason?
I mean, it's coming, people. It's coming, and It's already here, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
Well, my brother, we're going to have to go because the timer's running out and everything. But I tell you what, we'll be back here Monday and everything. And wish me luck. I'll fight this. Whatever it is I got, I had something.
Had all my upper chest hurting, my throat hurting, and everything. And I thought it was, you know, something to do with my heart condition or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I stopped and believe it or not, got me something to eat and I fixed me a big fountain Gatorade, no ice. Big fountain Gatorade, and I drank the whole thing. And
that's how I feel right now.
And
my nose is running like freezing. Mine was too.
Whatever I had, you got. You're describing the symptoms perfectly.
Yep.
I was up all night. But today I feel a lot better. Today I feel a lot better.
Well, I've had it for 3 days now. I started getting it a couple of today.
I had it for a few days too. So whatever
my eyes are like watering. Like, I'm thinking it was my allergies, but it feels very weird. It's different.
It's like I was just drained of potassium, whatever, and I drank a whole bunch of Gatorade, and you know I started feeling a whole lot better, brother.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of fluid too and everything, but. I'm wondering
it's not just fluid, it's what you drink. You know,
yeah.
I'm telling you, go get you a lemon lime Gatorade and drink it, and I'll bet you feel much better.
I got some of that, so I've been drinking Gatorade.
Don't drink a lot of it. Drink a lot of it.
So, but anyhow, I wonder if it's the same virus, because, you know, last time COVID came out, I got it. But, yeah, I mean, that's how I've been feeling. A lot of other people I've talked to have been feeling the same thing. And everything.
But, I mean, it's like you got something just pressing on your collarbones.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel.
And it hurts you to swallow, and your chest hurts.
Yep. Even my chest hurts.
And you're sneezing all night, and you're blowing your brains out.
I haven't started sneezing, but I am blowing my brains out. I probably went through 2 rolls of toilet paper today.
That's the way I was for the past 3, maybe 3.5, 4 days.
That's how long I've had it. Fourth day. Today's the fourth day, so we'll see tomorrow.
Once I drank that shitload of Gatorade, I started feeling a whole lot better.
Yep. So, we'll see, man. We'll see. We'll tell you what. We'll see what's going to happen. And also, I want to make an announcement and give my condolences to my friends, family. I just found out my best friend, James Morey, passed away yesterday. So, my condolences to him and his family. They found him, and he died in his sleep. But he was a young guy. He was in his 40s. They don't know what happened.
Well, if he got that clot shot, I know what happened.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that's what it was. That's what we're thinking, because he did get it.
Well, anyway,
my condolences to you, Shayla, and your mom and dad, and everything, mom and your brother out there. So, but anyhow, brother, keep in touch. See what happens.
All righty, my man. Good night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. I'm out of here.
All right, everybody, good night.